everyone. I'm Mary Pera with Observer Radio Sports. The Ottawa Senators take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in Game 2 for the conference quarterfinals. The Senators will try for a win after a close 5-4 game Wednesday. They won despite a shaky start in the first period. Both are going in tonight with missing players. Senator forward Milan Mihalik is going for surgery because of a torn ACL, and Penguins goalie Brent Johnson is off due to illness. The teams will play each other 4 times during this round. A little bit of good news for Toronto hockey, for one player at least. Jonas Gustafsson just signed a 2-year contract with the Maple Leafs. Gustafsson's had heart surgery twice this year, and he's taken time off because of a groin injury. But despite this, he ended the season with 7 straight wins. He'll also be playing in the World Hockey Championships in Germany. And on to the not-so-impressive Toronto athletes. Raptor Hedo Turkoglu apologized to fans yesterday for his part in this season's shortcomings. He's got 4 more years on his contract, but his performance has really gone downhill since coming here last year. Of course, there's still no word if Chris Bosch will stay with the Raptors. There was enormous speculation about this yesterday, with Bosch saying he didn't know what he was going to do now that he's a free agent. He's the franchise leader in points and rebounds. And for some good news in the basketball world, for one Toronto high school, the Eastern Commerce Saints High School senior boys team is off to the provincial championships for the 3rd time in as many years. The final game of the city championships took place in the Care Center at Ryerson University. As the Observer's Dan Heyman reports, it was a hard-fought battle until the bitter end.
The Eastern Commerce Saints defeated their arch-rival Oakwood Mariners 64-61 after a battle that wasn't decided until the final minutes of regulation time. After heading into the half with a commanding 11-point lead, the Saints allowed the Barons to battle back and reduce the lead to 6 points at the end of the third quarter. But head coach Kevin Jeffers knew his boys had it in them.
They gave it everything, right? We knew coming in, you know, our key word was focus, and they gave it to us. You know, we had to take care of business, and that's what it was.
Cam Robertson is one of only 2 returning seniors on this year's squad. He led all players in scoring with 14 points, but felt like he had some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, finals last year, we won it, but this year, you know, we had to step it up. We lost to Oakland in the season, and we beat them in the South region, so it's kind of like a rubber match between the two, so it feels good.
The next step is the provincial championship. With only 2 returning players from last year's squad, Coach Jeffers knows it's going to be a challenge, but he has confidence in his team.
It's amazing for us to get there again, and we know what it's about. We've been there, so we have that experience aspect. Our team is very young, and the routine has to be crucial because that's what's going to count.
The provincial championships begin March 8th in Oshawa. Dan Heyman, Observer Radio News Online, Toronto.
And here's hoping that things will go better for the Blue Jays today. They'll play the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim this afternoon at the Rogers Center. Despite their impressive 7-3 win against the Boston White Sox last night, the Jays are having tough times. Seat sales are at an all-time low. 2 nights ago, a foul ball landed in the bleachers and no one caught it because the seats were empty. Third baseman Edwin Encarnacion will be out for a short time because of a sore arm, and second baseman Aaron Hill will be off for 15 days because of a tender hamstring. On the brighter side, it was announced last night that Fred Lewis from the San Francisco Giants will be joining the team. I'm Mary Pera, and that's the sports news from now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.